Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we are diving into something truly transformative, a powerful verse from the book of Hebrews that has the potential to revolutionize how we view Christ's sacrifice and its impact on our daily lives. The Bible verse for today is taken from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God?
When we look at the Old Testament, we see an intricate system of offerings and sacrifices, each one serving a specific purpose in the relationship between God and his people. There were burnt offerings symbolizing complete devotion, meal offerings representing thanksgiving, peace offerings for fellowship with God, and sin offerings for atonement. Each one played its unique role in the worship of God. But here's what makes Jesus so extraordinary. He didn't just fulfill one type of offering. He became the perfect fulfillment of every single offering prescribed in the Old Testament. Think about that for a moment. In one perfect sacrifice, Jesus embodied and surpassed all these offerings combined. He is our burnt offering, showing complete devotion to God's will. He is our meal offering, giving thanks to the Father. He is our peace offering, restoring our fellowship with God. He is our sin offering, making permanent atonement for our transgressions. What makes his sacrifice so different from the old system is its finality and completeness. While the Old Testament priests had to offer sacrifices repeatedly year after year, Jesus offered himself once for all time. His sacrifice wasn't just another offering in a long line of offerings. It was the ultimate offering that fulfilled and completed the entire sacrificial system. Through his one perfect sacrifice, he accomplished what countless animal sacrifices could never achieve: permanent cleansing and restoration of our relationship with God. Now let's explore what this cleansing power of Christ's blood really means for us. When we talk about being cleansed by the blood of Christ, we're not just using symbolic language, we're describing a profound spiritual reality that transforms us from the inside out. This cleansing reaches deep into our conscience, into those places where guilt, shame, and regret often reside. Think about carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Each rock represents something from our past: mistakes, failures, regrets, things we wish we could undo. The weight of these memories can be overwhelming, affecting how we view ourselves and how we approach God. But the blood of Christ has the power to remove this burden completely, not just cover it up temporarily. What makes this cleansing so remarkable is its thoroughness and permanence. Unlike the temporary cleansing provided by Old Testament sacrifices, the blood of Christ penetrates to the deepest parts of our being. It doesn't just deal with our actions, it transforms our inner consciousness, freeing us from what the Bible calls dead works, those efforts and activities that may look good on the outside but lack true spiritual life. This cleansing is so complete that it changes how we experience our relationship with God. No longer do we need to carry the weight of past failures or feel unworthy to approach Him. Instead, we can come before God with confidence, knowing that we've been made truly clean. It's not about pretending our past didn't happen. It's about being genuinely freed from its power over us. The blood of Christ doesn't just forgive our past, it empowers us to live differently in the present. When we experience this deep cleansing of our conscience through Christ's blood, it completely transforms how we live and worship. It's like finally being able to breathe deeply after holding your breath for too long. This freedom changes everything about how we approach life, and especially how we approach God. Think about what happens when you're carrying guilt or shame. You might hesitate to pray, feeling unworthy to approach God. You might hold back in worship, thinking you don't deserve to express joy or praise. But when your conscience is truly cleansed, these barriers disappear. You can lift your hands in worship without that nagging voice of condemnation. You can pray with boldness, knowing you're truly clean before God.
This freedom affects our daily lives in practical ways, too. We no longer feel the need to prove ourselves or earn God's approval. We can serve others from a place of genuine love rather than obligation. We can admit our mistakes without fear, because we know our identity isn't based on our performance, but on Christ's finished work. Living with a cleansed conscience also changes how we handle current challenges and temptations. Instead of being paralyzed by past failures, we can face each day with renewed confidence. When we stumble, we don't spiral into shame. We can immediately turn to God, knowing His cleansing power is always available to us. This is what true worship looks like. Not just singing songs or performing religious duties, but living in the freedom Christ purchased for us. It's worship that flows from a heart that knows it's clean, accepted, and loved. Every moment becomes an opportunity to honor God, not out of guilt or fear, but from a place of genuine gratitude and joy. As we wrap up today's discussion, I want to encourage you to really let this truth sink deep into your heart. The power of Christ's blood isn't just a theological concept. It's a living reality that can transform every single day of your life. It's available to you right now, in this moment, and in every moment that follows. Think about this. The same blood that was powerful enough to fulfill all those ancient sacrifices, the blood that bridges the gap between us and God, is actively working in your life today. You don't have to wait for a special occasion or earn the right to access its power. It's your inheritance as a believer. Let's make a decision today to live in this reality. When those old feelings of guilt try to creep back in, when past mistakes threaten to overshadow your present, remember that you're covered by the most powerful force in the universe, the precious blood of Christ. Let it be your first response to every accusation, your confidence in every challenge, and your hope in every situation. This isn't just about feeling better about ourselves. It's about experiencing the full, abundant life Christ died to give us. It's about walking in true freedom and approaching God with complete confidence. Every morning when you wake up, remind yourself of this incredible truth. You are cleansed, you are free, and you are deeply loved. Let's embrace this gift fully and live each day in the power and protection of Christ's precious blood.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the perfect sacrifice that cleanses us completely. Your blood washes away not only our sins, but also the guilt and shame that weigh us down. Help us to live in the freedom you purchased for us, approaching you with confidence and joy. Transform our hearts so that our worship flows from a place of gratitude and love. May we walk each day in the power of your cleansing and live as a reflection of your grace. Amen. Friends, may your day be filled with the light of hope, the peace of God's presence, and the assurance of His unfailing love. Carry His blessings with you, and may they overflow to everyone you meet. Be encouraged and stay blessed.